Ezekiel 34, and last part of verse 26, says, I will cause showers to come down in their seasons. They will be showers of blessing. Can everybody say amen for showers of blessing? If you look and do a little study in the word, you'll see that bless, the word bless, blessed, blessings, or blessings appear about 536 times in the Bible, depending on which version you use. Some generics have something different there. But sometimes these words, bless, blessed, blessing, blessings, cause us to pause and ponder a bit, right? Like, what is a blessing? What does it mean to be blessed? How do we receive a blessing? It's simple. It's very simple. It's so simple that most of us miss it. Most of us don't get it. Now, come on, y'all can say amen this morning. It comes down to one very simple, very biblical principle. Position yourself for blessing, and you will be blessed. Amen. Position yourself for blessing, and you will be blessed. Repeat after me. Position yourself for blessing, and you will be blessed. That's a fact. Let's pray before we get any further. Father, we love you and we thank you for this time that you've given us to come to your house, to study your word, to lift the name of Jesus, to fellowship with fellow believers. Father, we ask you to be with us today. Open our ears to hear, our hearts to receive, and our minds to understand. Let the preacher come, let the teacher come, let your anointing rest that I may say what you'd have me to say, that and nothing more. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let's address some of these issues. First of all, what is a blessing? What is a blessing? Everybody say blessing. Blessing. I'm going to try to keep you awake this morning. Jesus lists for us there in Matthew chapter 5 in his Sermon on the Mount. He lists for us those who are blessed. He says, you probably remember them. Said the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek or the gentle, the hungry, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, the persecuted, all of these, Jesus says they will be blessed. How many of us fit into one of those categories? A little research in the Bible, just a little bit of digging, you'll find out that the whole concept of blessing has its roots over in the book of Genesis and the book of beginnings in the Old Testament. You'll find there that blessing is closely linked with thanksgiving. Blessing and thanksgiving is closely linked. Blessing was received. Are y'all hearing me this morning? Right. Pay attention. Blessing was received when someone had something worthy of giving thanks. If you have something worthy of giving thanks for, you're blessed, right? That's a blessing. Blessing received there. Blessing was received when someone had something worthy of giving thanks. Gifts were blessed. Gifts were blessed as a way of giving thanks for them, right? God was blessed. Because he was to be appreciated, and he was worthy of our thanks and our blessing, right? We bless God. People became a blessing to others when they provided some material or some spiritual graces worthy of thanks. You become a blessing to someone when you give them something that's worthy of thanksgiving, right? Two, are you listening now? You with me? Stay close. I'm not going to repeat. To be blessed means that something to be thankful for has been received. If I had a $100 bill here and I went and handed it to you, you would be blessed, right? Because that's something to be thankful for. And so you received it, so you're blessed. To be blessed means to be happy, healthy state of body, mind, and spirit. That's to be blessed when you're happy. A blessing is desirable. A blessing is something we all want and something we all need. Amen? Blessing is favorable. It's to our credit. It's a hope for wholeness and an expression of thanks. So, therefore, we bless our food, we bless our meal before we eat as a way of giving thanks, right? Come on. We bless, we teach the little ones to thank you, Jesus, for the food. Amen, right? We bless bread and the cup as an act of great thanksgiving for all the gifts and favor that we receive from Jesus Christ when we take communion, right? We bless. We bless gifts we have received, right? By thanking God, we thank God for generously showing us blessing when we receive gifts. Pastors will bless the congregation praying and desiring that only the best gifts are there for them, and that they're have safekeeping, right? That's blessing. It may be more important to understand what blessing is not, right? Blessing is not a magical pixie dust which protects us from danger. It's not an amulet we wear around our neck in the shape of a cross that keeps us from danger. Blessing is not a good luck charm or incantation to assure us that we always remain in good favor. That's not blessing. Blessing is not something that is bestowed upon us by chance or happenstance or in a random way. That is not blessing. Blessing is not a lottery. You don't have to wait for your number to come up to be blessed by God. You don't have to wait for God to draw your number to be blessed. It's not a lottery in heaven. You can be blessed right now. You will be blessed right now if you position yourself correctly for blessing. Everybody with me? All right, so how do we receive a blessing? It's pretty simple. I've already said, if you position yourself for blessing, you will be blessed. That's so important. That's so important. I want you to turn to your neighbor and tell them that. Position yourself for blessing and you will be blessed. Right. Are you getting that this morning? If you position yourself for blessing, you will be blessed. No doubt about it. What does that mean? What does that mean? It means that, I want you to hear this now, by paying attention, get your little ears. It means that when we are not recipients of blessing, it's not because our number wasn't drawn today. Could it be, not always, but could it be our own fault? Because we have not positioned ourselves for blessing? Think about that. Could it be our own fault because we've not put ourselves in the position for blessing? Let me give you an example. How many of you have been to a parade or seen a parade? Right? Been to a parade. Go ahead and put that picture up of the little girls there. These little girls in this picture have positioned themselves for blessing. If you will notice, they're standing on the edge of the road. Each one of them have a sack or a bag. They know that the float, you see, they're looking in anticipation. They know that the float's going to come down that parade route and somebody's going to throw candy. They have positioned themselves for blessing. They're prepared to receive a blessing because they put themselves in a position to receive that blessing, right? And so they will receive a blessing that's coming down the road. Now, you notice the porch on the house back there. If I sit in my rocking chair back there, I could watch what's happening, but am I going to receive a blessing? I could sit there and pooch my lip out and say, well, that whole parade came by and I didn't get a piece of candy. But is it my fault? Because I did not position myself to receive a blessing. Now, that's a simple illustration, but that explains exactly what the biblical principle is about. If you position yourself for blessing, you will be blessed. Not maybe. Not you'll be blessed if God happens to feel like it today. Not you'll be blessed when your number comes up or your cards are dealt. If you position yourself for blessing, you will be blessed. Position yourself for blessing. I want you to get that today. I'm repeating it several times. Position yourself for blessing and you will be blessed. Do I hear an amen? You can go ahead to the next slide. Let me try to explain what I mean. In your spiritual life, positioning yourself for blessing is like making time for prayer. It was getting quiet in here. Spiritual life, position yourself for spiritual blessing, it's making time for prayer. Making time to read and study and ingest God's word. Not just on Sunday, but every day. Make time for God. Be in church. One person once told me that I haven't ever received a spiritual blessing. And I said, well, how much time do you spend in prayer or Bible reading or when you go to church? Or you know, they said, well, we don't do any of those things. It's a waste of time. It's boring. Well, the position, that person was not willing to position themselves in a place to receive blessings, right? If you're not willing to put yourself in the position to receive blessings, guess what? You're not going to get them. I will say it again. Position yourself for blessing and you will be blessed. If you don't get anything else out of this morning, I want you to understand, in order to receive a blessing, you've got to position yourself to be ready for that blessing, right? All right, what about your physical lives? What about your physical life? If you want to receive a physical blessing, you have to position yourself. Now, if you don't want to be blessed, if you don't want to have the blessings of health, let me tell you what to do. Don't exercise. Drink about 4 pots of coffee a day or a 6-pack of energy drinks. Eat all the fat and the sugar you want. Fill up on ice cream for breakfast. Go out and buy you a carton of cigarettes and smoke a pack or two every day. Go ahead and get you some alcohol and some drugs and just take them all, you know, like candy. Within a few years, you'll be enjoying poor health. You didn't position yourself to receive the blessing, a physical blessing. That's a perfect example on how not to put yourself in a position for physical blessing. You want the blessing of good health? You want the blessing of good health? Position yourself to receive the blessing and you will receive. Put yourself in a position to receive a blessing and you will receive physical. What about in your moral life? What about in your moral lives? If you don't want to be blessed morally, well, just do this. Don't uphold honesty. Lie, cheat, and steal. Disregard the Bible's teaching about moral principles. Disregard the Bible's teaching about relationships and how they should be godly. Don't listen to how the Bible talks about marriage and how about faithfulness in marriage. Don't listen to that. Hurt or injure anyone, kill, covet, lie, steal, commit adultery, have violence, temper tantrums. That's if you don't want to be morally blessed, that's how to act. What am I saying? Am I being morally fundamentalist? Yes, I am. I believe what the Bible says is right and correct. I don't care what the government says. I don't care what our legislature passed. I don't care what the news media says. The Bible has the final authority on moral upstanding and righteousness, right? If you want to position yourself for moral blessings, you got to go by the Word of God. Position yourself for blessing and you will be blessed morally. Are you hearing me today? What about in our financial lives? I know you say, oh, I figured that preacher was going to get around to money sooner or later. They always do. They just talk about money all the time. Money, money, money. The Bible has a lot to say about handling your finances. And let me ask you, when you go to the ball game, do they talk about money? When you go to the movies, do they talk about money? When you go to the restaurant, do they talk about money? Yeah. I'm just saying. I'm not talking. I'm just saying. We don't like anyone messing with our money. It's our money. Don't you mess with my money. When you begin talking about finances, it brings out a real passion in people. Don't be talking about it. Don't mess with my money. It's too close to my heart. I want you to listen very carefully to this. It's not your money. It's not your money. As Christians, everything that we have belongs to God. You hear me? Everything we have, your house, your car, the shoes you have on your feet, everything, the food in your refrigerator, everything that we have belongs to God as Christians. Do you agree with that? Everything we have belongs to God. He gives it to us to be faithful stewards over, even our children. They belong to God. And we're supposed to be faithful stewards of. God doesn't ask you to bring it all back to Him. What does He ask for? 1/10, 10%. We think it's ours, but actually that doesn't even belong to us. If we use that 10%, then the rest of it is cursed. Right? Boy, y'all getting awful quiet. God didn't ask us to bring so much money into the storehouse that we don't have enough money to pay our bills and that we don't have enough to buy food to eat or survive or to provide for our children. He only asked for 10%. That's less than what your government asked for. Right? But the return is better when you're giving it to God. When we see how God describes in His Word how we're supposed to treat the financial blessings that He sends us, when we look at the biblical teaching about how much of what we have or what we earn belongs to Him, and when we take that to heart to do what God says, something happens. You know what happens? We position ourselves for blessings. Don't get quiet on me now. We position ourselves for blessings, right? It's not until you've taken steps towards getting your personal financial priorities in order and move towards what God decrees is fair and right that you will get ahead financially. You understand? For us to receive blessing, it's very crucial. It's very crucial that we follow what God says is right and true about everything that we do, about our entire lives. It's not magic. It's good, godly financial planning. If you give a tithe to the church, you have your priorities straight. You're doing what God asks of you. And your other finances are going to fall into order. I can promise you, you can do more with that 90% than you could have done with the 100%. I have not talked to a tither who says that God has ever failed them if they've gone hungry. Have you ever known a tither to be hungry? Am I crazy? But you see that if God's blessings and getting our priorities right works in our physical and our spiritual and our moral lives, it works in our financial lives as well. Jesus said the poor and the hungry and those who mourn will be blessed. Doesn't that make sense? The Apostle Paul said it this way in 1 Corinthians 1:18. He said that to the world, the wisdom of the gospel, the cross, is foolishness to those who are perishing, but is the power of God to those being saved. I'm going to ask you this morning, are you perishing? Is this word from God foolishness? Have you positioned yourself for blessing? Don't knock it till you try it. How many things these days come with a guarantee from God? God guarantees that if you position yourself for blessing, you will be blessed. Say that again. Position yourself for blessing, you will be blessed. That's a guarantee from God. So, well, you've been doing a lot of talking. Give me some Bible to back this up. Good, I'm glad you ask. We'll look at Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28 says, "Now it shall be, if you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all His commandments, which I commanded you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth." All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God. Did you hear what it said? It said these blessings are going to chase you down to overtake you. That's what it said. God's blessings will chase you down wherever you go if you position yourself for blessing. That's just what it said. They're going to come and overtake you. Wherever you go, they're going to catch up with you and overtake you. Does that make sense? That's what the word said right here. God's blessings will overtake you if you obey the Lord your God. Verse 3, "Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the country." We in the country. "Blessed shall you be the offspring of your body and the produce of your ground and the offspring of your beast, the increased of your herd and the young of your flock. Blessed shall your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in and blessed shall you be when you're going out." He's going to get you coming and a going. You're going to be a blessed coming and going. You're going to be blessed wherever you go. In or out, up or down, sideways, the blessings of the Lord will overtake you and consume you if you position yourself for blessing. I just read it in the Word of God. You believe the Word of God is true. In Malachi 3:8, it says, "Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me, but you say, how have we robbed you?" in tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse so that there may be food in my house, and test me. God said, test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing until it overflows, then I will rebuke the devourer for you so that it will not destroy the fruits of the ground, nor will your vine in the field cast its grape. God said that he's going to rebuke the devourer and he's going to pour you out a blessing that you're not going to have room to contain. It's going to overflow. God will give you a blessing that you can't contain. It's going to overflow. And guess what? Then you can pass it on to someone else. That's what God wants you to do. When he blesses you to overflowing, he's blessing you so you can pass that blessing on to others. Position yourself for blessing and you will be blessed. Spiritual blessing. Physical blessing. Moral blessing. Financial blessing. Blessing in every area of the life. When we don't bless God by seeing clearly what his word says and doing everything that we could do to abide what God asked us to do, and we're not seeing that everything that we have is a tremendous gift from him. Did you know everything you have is a tremendous gift from God? Everything good you have comes from God. It belongs to God, and he's given it to you to be a steward over. And if we don't act according to his word, we are not positioning ourselves to be blessed. He can't bless us because we're not in the position to receive. Is that making any sense? It shouldn't surprise us, but it does. You say, well, am I not being blessed? What position are you in? It's that simple. It's that simple. Is there an area in your life that you're not being blessed every day? If there's an area that you're not being blessed every day, could it be that you're not in the right position to be blessed? It's that simple. God wants to be gracious to us. God wants to bless us. He's standing there with gifts to give to us. He's standing there with his handful wanting to throw it out to us. We have to position ourselves to be blessed. God says in Deuteronomy that his blessings will chase you down if you're in the right position. Do you desire his blessing? That's my question today. Do you desire the blessings of God? Nobody said amen. Do you desire the blessings of God? Would you stand with me today?
Thanks for listening today. We hope you were encouraged by the Word of God. If you would like more information on North Webster Community Church or any of our other ministries, you can find us online at www.agspringhill.com.